Let's pray.
大家一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us.
天父上帝，多谢你俾今日嘅时间我哋。
Ask that you bless our time as we look into your word.
我哋有机会能够睇到你嘅话语。
In Jesus' name.
感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
阿门。Many of you know I have two children.
你哋或者都知道我有两个细路仔。
My youngest is a daughter.
细个系个女嚟嘅。
And she is in eighth grade this year.
佢今年系读八年班。
So this fall she'll be going into high school.
今年九月咧，佢就要读中学啦。
My oldest child is a boy, a son.
我大嗰个咧系个仔嚟嘅。
And he will be attending college this fall.
今年咧佢就去上大學啦。
Now, San Francisco is not a very large, doesn't have very many colleges in San Francisco.
三藩市其實就唔係好多大學嘅。
So most students actually go outside of San Francisco to go to college.
所以好多學生都會離開三藩市去讀大學。
Now, I may look young, but I'm actually pretty old.
我睇嚟好似好年輕咁，其實我都幾老噶啦。
I got married later in life, had children later in life.
我好遲先結婚，亦都好遲先有細路。
So I want to spend as much time with my children as possible.
我所以希望盡我嘅可能，多啲時間同我啲小朋友喺埋一齊。
And my son is going to college outside of San Francisco.
我個仔而家會喺去上大學咧，會離開三藩市嘅。
And that makes me sad.
我有啲憂傷啦。
I want to be able to spend as much time with him as possible.
其實我係好希望多啲時間同佢哋喺埋一齊嘅。
And so, just being separated from him causes me some sadness in my heart.
好似同佢要分開咁嘅情況之下咧，好似心裏邊有啲傷心嘅。
Now he's a good boy.
佢係一個好乖嘅細路仔。
I can't imagine. For a parent to have a child leave home because they're angry at the family.
我其實好唔能夠想像，如果啲細路仔離開，個心裏邊有啲唔開心啊，或者嬲屋企人。
Or if the child wanted to leave home because they were angry at the parents.
佢或者對父母有啲不滿啦。
Or the child wanted to leave home because they wanted to live their life.Any way they wanted to live.
或者佢離開屋企想有自己自由放縱嘅生活啦。
It's hard being a parent.
其實做父母係好難嘅。
It takes a certain kind of patience.
要有啲好特別嘅忍耐力。
A certain type of character.
好特別嘅性情。
A certain type of heart.
有啲好特別嘅心態。
And most times we're overjoyed with our children.
有陣時我哋見到我哋啲細路，我哋好開心嘅喎。
But for some parents, it hurts really badly when their children turn away from the family.
但有時如果啲細路對父母即係同父母有分開分隔嘅時候咧，父母嘅心情咧係好唔開心嘅。
And sometimes a child will cause pain in a parent's heart.
有時啲細路會傷害父母親嘅心。
When the child does not love Jesus.
好似佢哋離開咗耶穌，唔愛耶穌。
Or when they do really bad things.
或者佢做咗啲壞事。
Or they hate their brothers and sisters.
或者佢同啲兄弟姊妹不。
A story about a child like that.
今日我哋所講嘅咧就係有。
It's a very familiar story.
係一個好熟悉嘅故事啦。
But let me introduce the story first.
等我先嚟介紹呢個故事先。
We get the introduction to the story from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2.
喺路加福音第十五章第一同埋第二节。
Luke writes, "Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach."
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。
This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them.
法利賽人同埋文士咧，都喺私下議論話，呢個人接待罪人，又同佢哋食飯添。
So Jesus is getting to be well known.
耶穌嗰陣時咧，都好好 很多人認識他的。
And crowds and crowds of people are following Jesus
wherever he goes. 很多很多人都跟從著他的。
And in the story we have people who are considered bad people following Jesus.
當時也有些我們認為是不好的人、壞的人跟隨耶穌。
And we have the prideful, arrogant, religious teachers following and listening to Jesus.
當時也有些很驕傲、很自滿的法利賽人、文士也都跟隨著耶穌聽他講嘢。
So then Jesus starts telling three stories.
咁耶穌開始講三個故事啦。
They're called parables.
呢啲故事咧就係叫做比喻。
But a parable is just a short story with one idea.
比喻嘅意思就係一個好短嘅故事，但係有一個主旨喺度嘅。
The first story is about a shepherd who had 100 sheep.
第一個故事係關於一個牧羊人，佢有100隻羊。
And the shepherd loved his sheep.
呢個牧羊人好愛佢啲羊嘅。
And one day he was counting his sheep, and he said 97, 98,
99. 有一日佢喺度數佢嘅羊嘅時候，97, 98, 99, 嗯。
And he did not find the 100th sheep.
揾唔到第100隻喎。
So he went and searched for it everywhere.
咁佢周圍揾啦。
And he found it and brought it home, and there was great rejoicing.
咁揾到呢隻羊之後咧，就好開心，好開心帶佢翻屋企。
The second story is about a woman losing one of her 10 silver coins.
第二個故事係關於個女人唔見咗，佢有100個銀紙，唔見咗1個。
These coins are valuable to her.
對佢嚟講係好重要嘅。
So she started counting her coins. 7, 8, 9.
在这里数了 10 coins?
10 coins.
哦、oh, 10个 coins, 不是100个。那他在这里数8, 9.
And she lost, she realized she lost one of her coins.
他结果发觉他原来不见了第10个。
So she went through an entire house until she finally found it.
那他就去周围找，在间屋里周围找，卒之被他找到。
And when she found it, there was great rejoicing.
那他找到之后，他就很开心，很开心。
The third story is very similar, but not quite exactly like the first two.
第三個故事咧係好相似，但係咧又唔係一樣嘅。
Tells us in Luke chapter 15, verse 11, to illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story: A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want to share your estate. I want my share of your estate now before you die." So the father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons.And a few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land.
喺11节到13节话，耶稣又话有一个人有两个儿子，小儿子就同爸爸讲：，父亲，请你将我所应得嘅家产分俾我。咁佢嘅爸爸就将佢嘅产业分咗俾佢哋。过咗唔系好多日咧，呢个小儿子咧就将佢一切所有嘅都收拾起嚟，往远方去了。
So three characters in the story: the father, an older son, and a younger son.
呢个故事有三个主角嘅，系爸爸咧、大儿子咧同埋小儿子。
In that culture, the oldest son would receive the majority of the family inheritance.
喺古时呢个文化里边咧，系个大儿子咧系得到爸爸嘅产业嘅。
The younger son would receive the remaining portion.
那個小兒子咧就得到另外少一部分嘅產業。
After the father dies，
係爸爸死咗之後先得到嘅。
But this younger son wants his share before the father dies。
但係呢個小兒子咧就想要將佢應得嘅一份，爸爸死之前佢就想要咗佢啦。
And for some reason the father agrees to this。
但係唔知點解個爸爸又肯喎。
In those days the father would not have just simply written a check。
當時咧，係冇支票嘅，爸爸唔可以就咁寫張支票就咁交入俾佢。
His inheritance is in physical goods.
其實呢啲咧係真係實實在在嘅產業嚟嘅。
Cows, supplies, tents, equipment.
譬如好似牛啊、帳幕啊、所有嘅用具啊咁樣。
So the son gathers all these things and he sells them.
咁呢個仔攞曬呢所有嘅產業之後咧，佢賣咗佢。
He goes off to a distant land with his cash in his hand.
I'm sorry.
He goes off to a distant land with his cash.
咁佢就用拎住呢啲現錢啊，即係實實在在嘅金錢嚟去咗好遠嘅地方。
And this is what he does in verse 13. This younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living.
在第13节里面告诉我们，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费之财。
The Bible doesn't tell us what this wild living entailed, what it was about.
圣经里面没有告诉我们，他究竟怎样浪费之财。
He probably spent it on food and alcohol.
他或者用在食物，或者可能是酒精之类的地方。
Gambling, prostitutes.
可能亦都是赌钱或者嫖妓。
And he may have given a lot of money away.
或者他将他的钱给了人都未定。
But it didn't last very long.
但是没多久之后呢？
Verses 14, 16 says, about the time his money ran out, a great famine swept through the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything.
第14节到第16节就说，他既去耗尽了一切所有，就遇到个地方，刚好有饥荒，那他就 窮苦起来，于是他又投靠当地的一个人，那个人就打发他田里去放猪，他恨不得将猪食的斗盒来充饥，都没有人给他。
So he had bad luck.
真是不幸。
His money ran out.
又没钱了。
There's a famine in the land.
又有饥荒了。
He could not get a respectable, decent paying job.
他又找不到一份比较正常的工作了。
And he became a worker feeding pigs.
他就去做放猪的工作。Now
this must have been difficult for him.
这个一定是很困难的事情。
Because pigs were considered unclean to the Jewish people.
因为犹太人觉得猪是一种不洁的动物来的。His
job did not provide much of a salary.
他这份工或者给他的工钱不是很多。
He wanted to eat the pig food. That's how hungry he was.
他肚饿到一个地步，他猪食嘅嘢佢都想食埋啦。
He was not even a good beggar because nobody would give him anything.
其实到呢个地步咧，冇人俾一啲嘢都，人哋冇人可以俾一啲嘢佢嘅。
We're not told how long this went on.
我哋圣经里边冇话俾我哋听，佢咁样嘅情况经历咗几耐。
Verse 17 tells us when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant."
到第十九节话俾我哋听，佢醒悟过嚟咧，就话我父亲屋企有好多佣工啫，口粮有余，我要喺呢度饿死咩？我就要起嚟去我爸爸嗰度去同佢讲，父亲，我得罪咗天，又得罪咗你，从今以后我唔配称为你嘅儿子，请你当我系你一个佣工啦。
He realizes his father's servants are treated well and are fed well.
他知道他爸爸的家的佣工是好好，而且也都给饱饭他们吃的。So
he has a plan to go back home to beg for a job from his father.
他的计划就是回家去乞求他的爸爸给一份工作。
He will tell his father, I've sinned, I'm not worthy, please hire me.
他会回去跟他爸爸说，我得罪了你，请你请我做一个你的佣工吧。
So in verse 20, it tells us that he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming.
第二十节就说，于是他就起来了，去他父亲那里，相离还远的时候，他爸爸见到他。Now
many human fathers would say something like this.
如果是一个普通的爸爸呢，或者会这么说的。
Oh, you're in big trouble.
你都衰了。I'm
going to punish you.
我要惩罚你。
Don't come back home.
你不要回来了。
You're going to work for all that money that you spent.
你用完的钱，你要做事来还回。
That's what I would say.
我都会这么做的。
But before the younger son could say anything,
但是那个儿子还没开口说话的时候呢?
Verse 20 tells us that he was filled with love and compassion, and the father ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son.
跟住第二十节话，父亲就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。小儿子就话：父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
It's as if the father doesn't even hear what the son is saying.
好似个爸爸根本都听唔到个仔讲咩喎。
So verse 22 says, his father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening." We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead, and now he has returned to life. He was lost, and now he is found.
跟住圣经话俾我哋听，父亲就吩咐嘅仆人话：把那上好嘅袍子快拿出来给他穿，把个戒指戴喺佢指头上，同埋将鞋穿喺佢脚上，把那些肥牛肉牵来宰了，我哋可以吃喝快乐，因为我呢个儿子系死而复活，失而复得。他们就快乐起来。
So the party began.
Oh, 咁而家开始开 party 啦。
Now this must have caused great confusion for the younger son.
咁呢个小儿子真系觉得好混淆啊，好混乱啊。
Usually, when you do something bad, there's consequences, there's punishment.
通常你做咗啲坏事嘅时候咧，应该系有一啲好唔好嘅后果啊，或者甚至惩罚噶。
And this probably caused great confusion with the older son.
但系个大儿子咧，亦都觉得好唔知搞乜嘢喎。
Now all this time, the older son stayed home.
呢一段时间咧，呢个大儿子咧，一路都留喺屋企嘅。
He worked.
一路都好勤力咁做嘢。
He obeyed his father.
顺服佢嘅爸爸。
And this is what happens to him in verse 25.
第二十五节话俾我哋听。
Meanwhile, the older brother was in the fields working.When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of his servants, "What was going on?" "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return."
25节话，嗰时大儿子喺个田里，佢翻咗嚟，离家不远就听见作乐跳舞嘅声音，就叫咗嗰个仆人嚟问佢发生嘅咩事。仆人咧就话：你个细佬翻咗嚟，你个父亲咧因为佢冇灾冇病嘅翻嚟咧，将呢个肥牛肉劏咗。
Now the older son says, "Great! I've been missing my younger son. Let's go party."
个大仔咧，大儿子就冇话：哦，真系好啦，我个细佬翻嚟啦，我哋应该好开心。
He doesn't say that.
但系佢冇咁讲。
Verse 28 tells us the older brother was angry. He would not go inside the house. His father came out and begged him.
第二十八节话。大儿子咧就生气唔肯入去，佢个爸爸就出嚟劝佢。
When the older son realizes what is happening, he's angry. He refuses to go inside the house.
呢个大儿子知道发生咗咩事之后咧，佢系好嬲，佢唔肯入去。
And this is the older son's reason.
呢个就系个大儿子嘅解释啦。
Verse 29.
第二十九节话。
But the older son replied, "All these years I have slaved for you, and you never once refused to do a single thing. And I've never refused to do a single thing you've told me to. In all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf."
佢对爸爸讲：我服侍你咁多年，从来冇违背过你嘅命令。你根本都冇俾过一只山羊羔我，叫我同我啲朋友一齐欢喜作乐。但系呢个仔翻嚟咧，同啲娼妓吞进咗你嘅产业。佢一翻嚟咧，你就将一只肥羊肉劏咗。
Now we get an idea of how this older son feels about his place in the family.
我哋大概可以想象得到呢个大儿子觉得佢喺呢个屋企里边有咩地位咧？
He says, "I slave for you." He feels like he's a slave.
我好似做奴做婢咁样。
I've never refused to obey you. I can't do anything else but obey you.
我一路都顺服住你，一路都冇反叛过你。
He said, "You never gave me a goat."
但你连一只山羊都冇俾过我。
He doesn't say, "You never gave me a goat so I can have a nice dinner with the family and you, father." He says, "You never gave me a goat so I can have a party with my friends."
佢冇話你俾一隻羊我，我哋可以同屋企人一齊享受。但係佢話你冇俾一隻羊我，所以我同我啲朋友一齊快樂高興。
He doesn't like his brother.
佢係唔中意佢個細佬嘅實在。
He says, when this son of yours came back,
他說, 當你這個兒子回來,
he doesn't say, when this brother of mine
他也沒有說, came back. 這個我弟弟回來,
so this is how the father replies to the older son.
那, 這個爸爸呢, 就這樣回答了。
Verse 31.
31节啊,
so, look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, and now he is found.
31节说, 父亲对他说,
the father reminds the older son that he has his place in the home.
这个爸爸提醒大儿子说, 小儿子在家都是有个地位的。
And now they're going to rejoice because the family is back together.
我们应该欢喜快乐, 因为我们家现在齐齐整整了。
Unfortunately, that's where the story ends.
很可惜, 这个故事在这里就完了。
We don't know what the older son decided to do.
我们不知道大儿子决定做什么。
Now, the usual way we read this story is that it's a story of forgiveness.
我们通常看这个比喻的时候呢, 会觉得这个故事是关于,
the older son, or the younger son, goes away from home.
这个小儿子, ,离开了家,
he wastes all his money.
浪费了他所有的钱,
comes back,
回来家,
asks for forgiveness,
要求爸爸宽恕他,
father grants forgiveness.
爸爸就说, 好啦, 我饶恕你,
the older son,
个大仔呢,
has a bad attitude,
是有个很不好的态度,
and he never asks for forgiveness.
他没有, 求爸爸给, 饶恕, 宽恕给他,
but maybe there's a bigger theme than forgiveness.
或者我们如果认真看一下这个比喻或者有一个更大的 目的旨意在这里的。
And I think the bigger idea is grace.
我相信更大这个目的就是恩典了。
So how do we define grace?
什么叫恩典呢?
You can say it this way, that grace is favor granted toward the unworthy.
我们恩典的解释就是 去恩待那些不值得被爱的人。
So someone does something that is good.
如果有些人做一些好事呢?
For someone who doesn't deserve it.
这个是 有人用一个好事来对待一个不值得接受这些恩待的人。
So the father gives the younger son his inheritance.
这个爸爸给了小儿子他的 产业,
even while he's still alive.
虽然他都没死,
father didn't have to do that.
爸爸可以不是这样做的。
He sees the son in the distance and runs to him.
他离远见到他的儿子, 他就飞奔过去。
And welcomes him back into the family.
很欢迎他回来家。
The father didn't have to do that.
爸爸也都不需要这样做的。
When the older son gets angry,
当我大儿子发怒的时候呢?
The father goes outside of the house and encourages the older son to come back into the house.
爸爸走出去屋外边, 请儿子回来里边。
The father doesn't have to do that.
其实他也都不需要这样做的。
He reminds his older son that the inheritance is all his.
他提醒他的大儿子说, 我所有的东西都是属于你的。
He didn't have to do that.
他也都不需要这样讲。
So grace,
恩典,
the father doesn't have to do any of those things,
其实,
yet he does.
他不需要做以上所讲所有的东西, 但是呢, 他结果做了。
In this story, he does it for each of his sons.
这个故事是讲每一个儿子,
both of whom are unworthy.
两个都不配的。
Now, in English, we refer to the story as the prodigal son.
我们这个故事的题目呢, 英文叫做 prodigal son, 我们就译做浪子回头。
And when we think of the word prodigal,
我们如果想, 浪子这个, prodigal这个字呢,
we usually think of it as someone who has gone away.
我们通常会想是, 有啲人离开咗。
Done a lot of sinful things.
做咗好多犯罪嘅事。
And then comes back.
And 翻转头。
We've heard the story many, many times.
我哋听呢个故事好多好多次啦。
But actually, the word prodigal does not have that definition.
其实咧，如果我哋睇字典咧，这个 prodigal 呢个字咧系唔系咁样解法嘅。
If you looked up prodigal in the dictionary,
喺 prodigal 嘅正式嘅解释咧系
，it would have this sort of definition.
会系咁样嘅。
That it's spending money or resources freely and wildly, wastefully, extravagant.
如果用形容词嚟讲咧，就系、是、自如且无道的花费金钱或资源，浪费奢侈。
Or having or giving something on an excessive scale.
或者系过度拥有或给予某些东西。
A person who is a prodigal is a person who spends resources in a wildly extravagant way.
如果系讲prodigal 咧，就系一个人随意挥霍、过分挥霍嘅人。
So in English, when we use words like extravagant or lavish or excessive, those are positive words.
如果我哋讲佢话随意挥霍啊、过分啊、太过奢华啊，其实呢啲系正面嘅。
So a person who's a prodigal gives more than the limits of reason or necessity.
其实 prodigal 呢个字咧，就系喺需要以外嘅范围俾更多咁解。
Now, the Jewish culture of that day will give us some context.
喺猶太人嘅文化裏邊咧，或者我哋可以明白多一啲。
The story tells us of the father who's running to meet the returning younger son.
呢度講呢個爸爸見到個仔翻嚟咧，佢係飛奔奔跑上去迎接佢個仔嘅。
So if you were a Jewish person listening to Jesus, you would find this shocking.
如果你係一個猶太人，聽見耶穌咁講咧，你會覺得好驚訝。
Because in that day, an older Jewish man would never run.
當時嘅猶太人咧，一個年老嘅人咧，係永遠都唔會走嘅。
It's undignified. It's not proper.
好似係有失體面、有失身份咁嘅情形。
So if he were to run, he would have to pull up his tunic, his long robe.
如果你諗下，如果要走嘅時候咧，佢會將佢個袍咧拎起嘅。
So he would do this so he would not trip.
拎起件袍咁唔會翹親跌倒啦。
But if he pulled it up, he would show his bare legs.
如果佢拎起佢件袍嗰陣時咧，會露出佢嘅大髀大腿。
In that culture, that was humiliating and shameful to show your bare legs.
當時如果將佢嘅冇著褲冇著袍冚住嘅大腿咧，係一種羞恥啊，或者唔體面嘅事嚟嘅。
So why does the father run to his son when he sees him off in the distance?
咁呢個爸爸點解見到佢個仔喺遠方嚟緊嘅時候，佢就要咁樣飛奔出去迎接佢咧
？What motivates the father to shame himself?
佢係有一種咩推動力令佢覺得可以值得羞辱佢自己嘅
？So the Jewish culture of that day.
當時的猶太人的文化呢
If a Jewish son lost his inheritance,
如果當時的文化是有個仔如果他將所有的產業消耗盡的時候
And then tried to return home,
想回來家呢
The community would perform a certain ceremony.
那個社區的人呢就會用一個很特別的儀式來歡迎他的。
The Jewish word for the ceremony is kazaza.
呢個儀式咧就叫做 kazaza.
The village would see the son coming.
嗰啲村裏邊嘅人咧見到個仔離遠翻緊嚟啦。
And as a community, they would go outside of the village to stop him from entering.
呢個成個社區嘅人咧就會走咗去，唔俾佢翻嚟。
They would take a clay pot and break it in front of the son and shatter it.
佢會將一個瓦缸喺佢面前打爛咗。
So you are no longer welcome here.
你唔受歡迎啊！
You have shamed and dishonored your father and your family.
你帶啲羞辱俾你屋企同你個爸爸。
So the community would totally reject the son in order to protect the father.
呢個社區咧會同心一致咁樣唔俾呢個仔翻嚟去保護呢個爸爸。
So why does this father in this story run to his son?
咁我哋可以知道點解呢個爸爸會好快咁样飞奔去接佢个仔。
Because he wants to get to his son before the rest of the village can get to his son.
原來佢想係快過呢個村裏邊嘅人見到呢個仔翻嚟嘅。
So the father sees the son coming.
所以爸爸見到個仔離遠嘅時候
，he runs out to him, and the village people follow.
佢第一個走出去。村里边嘅人咧就跟住走。
And everyone from the town witnesses the father embracing and welcoming the son back home.
跟住走啲村里边嘅人咧，见到个爸爸好欢迎，好将个仔拥抱起嚟。
But in order to reach his son first, the father had to pull up his tunic and bare his legs.
咁呢个爸爸如果要走得快过所有村嘅人咧，所以佢要拎起佢嘅长袍，露出佢嘅冇衫冇裤嘅大腿，就要走去佢爸爸，走去佢个仔嗰度。
He wants to get there first so that his son is not shamed.
佢需要走得快过呢个村里边嘅人，所以佢可以保护佢个仔。
So instead of the son being rejected by the community,
所以呢个社区就冇机会去唾棄呢個仔。
He's accepted by the father.
因為佢已經爸爸已經接受咗佢。
So the father takes the shame that would have been the son's upon himself.
所以我哋可以睇到，原來呢個爸爸將呢種羞辱係放喺佢自己身上。
So the real prodigal in the story.
其實呢個我哋講 prodigal 呢個字，關於呢個故事咧。
Remember the definition.
唔好唔記得呢個定義。
The real prodigal in the story is the father.
其實個 prodigal 呢個字咧係呢個爸爸嘅。
The father gives excessively.
爸爸俾一樣係好過分嘅。
The younger son wishes him dead so he can get his inheritance.
嗰個小兒子希望爸爸早啲死，所以佢得到呢啲產業。
But the father welcomes him back anyway.
但係個爸爸竟然歡迎佢翻嚟喎。
The older son disrespects the father.
个大儿子咧又冇尊重个爸爸。
But the father says, "Everything I have is yours."
但系个爸爸仍然同佢讲话，我所有嘅都系你噶。
The story, the prodigal in this story is the father.
其实 prodigal 呢个字系形容个爸爸嘅。
Your heavenly father has taken your shame upon Jesus Christ.
我哋天上边嘅父亲。将我哋应得嘅羞辱摆咗喺佢嘅儿子耶稣基督身上。
That Jesus was willing to bear the shame of your sin as he hung upon the cross.
耶稣基督挂喺十字架上边嘅时候，系取代咗我哋应得嘅羞辱。
Jesus took your shame so that you would not have to.
耶稣攞咗我哋嘅羞辱，所以我哋唔需要得到呢种羞辱。
Jesus took your shame so that you could be forgiven and restored and accepted by God the Father.
耶稣攞咗我哋呢种羞辱，所以我哋能够喺神面前得到宽恕，喺神面前得到接纳。
The Bible teaches us this.
圣经系咁样教导我哋嘅。
Just two examples. First John chapter 3 verse 1 tells us, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God."
圣经里面约翰一书三章一节话，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
He didn't have to.
他不需要的，其实。
We're not worthy.
我们是不配的。
But he does it.
但是他都会都做了。
That's grace.
这个就是恩典。
Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think."
以弗所书三章二十节话，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
God didn't have to do that.
神唔需要咁做噶噃。
We're not worthy.
我哋唔配得，亦都唔值得。
But he does do it.
但系佢系做咗啦。
That's grace.
呢个就系恩典。
So some of you might identify with the younger son.
我哋当中有人会觉得自己系小儿子。
That sometimes you feel far and distant from God.
你觉得你自己远离神好远啊。
Been living a sinful life.
我哋亦都做咗好多犯罪嘅事。
The story reminds us that you can always go back to your Heavenly Father because He's welcoming you home.
这个故事提醒我们，你们随时都可以回来神那里，因为他随时都欢迎我们的。
Some of you feel like the older son.
有些人觉得我们自己是像大儿子。
You've been working, working, and working really hard to try to please God.
我们猛咁喺度做嘢，做嘢，做嘢，希望可以取悦神。
You've been trying to earn God's approval.
我哋想觉得我哋自己可以赢得或者赚得神嘅许可。
But your heavenly Father says you're already home.
但系我哋天父话俾我哋听，你其实已经喺屋企啦。
Your heavenly Father says stop trying to earn my approval. You already have it.
你唔需要喺度尝试赚取或者博我嘅欢心。你已经有了。
So many of us can identify with one or the other son.
所以我们中间可能会觉得我们一是大儿子，一是小儿子。
Remember the three characters in the story though.
但是不要忘记这个故事有三个主角的。
The two sons.
两个仔呢。
And then the father.
还有爸爸。
Now what can we learn from the father?
我们在爸爸身上学到什么呢？
Remember the father is full of grace.
不要忘记爸爸是充满恩典的。
And he lavishes it upon his sons.
他将这种恩典是无节制、无限量地给他的仔。
And I think we can be like the father in this story too.
我认为我们都可以似这个爸爸的。
The father is loving.
爸爸是充满慈爱。
He's patient.
忍耐。
He's kind.
恩慈。
Merciful.
怜悯。
Generous.
慷慨。
Full of grace.
完全是恩典。
Now I'm saying that we can be God.
我不是告诉你我们是神。
But we can be like God.
但是我们可以似神。
Because all of us are made in the image of God.
因为我们是照着神的样式做的。
And we have the ability to express grace to one another.
我们是有能力将这种恩典是给其他人的。
So the challenge I have for you,
现在给你们一个挑战,
is that we stop thinking about ourselves as the younger or the older.
我们不要再在这里想究竟我是大儿子还是小儿子。
Or that we stop thinking of other people as the younger son or the older son.
或者指住其他的人说，你是大儿子还是小儿子呢？
But I want you to think, how can I show grace to this other person?
我希望大家会想到是我们怎样用我们的恩典来到给其他的人。
How can you be more loving to them?
我们怎样可以用多点爱心去对待人。
How can you be more patient to them?
我们怎样可以用多点耐心去对待人。
How can you be more kind to them?
我们怎样可以给多点恩慈其他的人。
How can you be more merciful to them?
怎样可以有多点怜悯。
This is especially hard when there are people who have hurt you.
其实呢不是容易做到的。有时候有些人会伤害过我们。
Or you're angry with?
或者有些人你看他不顺眼的。
Maybe someone has turned their back on you.
或者有些人出卖过你了。
Maybe it's your child who has walked away from the family.
或者你的仔他离开家。
But the challenge for you is how can you show grace to them just like our Heavenly Father shows grace to us?
我给大家的挑战呢就是我们怎样将这种恩典这种恩慈好像这个故事里面的爸爸这样对待他的儿子这样对待这些人呢？
So I want you to think of at least one person.
我想你现在大家心里面想着一个人
that you can show extra grace to.
你可以用一些过分的恩典给他的。
Picture that person in your mind.
将这个人的影像放在你的脑里面。
Could be your husband or your wife.
可能是你的配偶。
Could be one of your children, one of your parents.
可能是你的儿女，或者也都可能是你的父母。
Could be someone you work with.
或者是你的同事啦。
Someone you call a friend.
或者可能是有些叫做所谓的朋友。
So picture that person in your mind.
将这个人的影像放在你的脑里面。
And I want you to pray to God and ask God, God help me to show more grace to this person.
我而家想大家一齐祈祷，心里边话求神俾能力我，要点样对呢个人有额外、格外、过分嘅恩典。
Pray that right now.
我哋而家可以一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
天父上帝,
we are so grateful that you are a God who's full of grace towards us.
我们很感恩你是一位这么充满恩典慈爱的神。
You're not only patient with us,
你不单单是对我们有忍耐的心,
but you're merciful.
你而且更加充满怜悯,
you're forgiving.
你充满宽恕,
you're loving.Loving.
你是爱。
And we want to accept your grace in our lives.
我们接纳你给我们的恩典。
But not just hold it for ourselves.
不是只是放在我们心里面。
We want to show grace to other people also.
我们要将这种恩典给其他的人。
Just like you show grace to us.
好像你将这个恩典给我们一样。
So, for every person in this room who has prayed,
我们在这个聚会里面每个人祈祷过的呢?
Who's prayed that they would be able to show grace to one person?
我们祈求你可以将这种恩典给那一个某一个人。
We ask that you would answer their prayers.
我们求神给应许我们的祷告。
And let relationships be restored.
等我们的关系能够修好。
Forgiven.
能够宽恕。
Made new.
能够更新。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
再一次多谢 Pastor Jack 今日嘅分享，跟住又用奉献去敬拜我哋嘅神。奉献系俾基督徒而设嘅。如果当中系如果未认识奉献嘅意义或者未准备好嘅时候咧，当奉献袋嚟到旁边嘅时候，你可以轻轻传佢介就得噶啦。我哋一齐低头祈祷啊！亲爱天父上帝，我哋真系再一次嘅满心嘅感谢你，你系嗰位有恩典有慈爱嘅神。亦都係萬物都係從你而嚟嘅，或真係我哋今日喺呢度，我哋將我哋微小嘅金錢都能夠係奉獻俾你，願意即係我哋嘅金錢都喺你嘅事工上面有份。多謝你聽我哋咁樣禱告，祈禱奉主耶穌基督聖名而求。
信你圣洁当得尊贵，内心欢呼拍掌。今我转信你，我的主。神你带领恩典经过，内心感恩喝彩。今献上为你属于主。我要每天每刻都赞颂你是神，你是一 恩典你手上献，令我满有信心。出一生交于主你手中，献出一生交于主你手中。